than a sermon, mostly because, as you've learned over the course of 5 years, I'm a bit of an emotional person, and so I didn't think I would make it through a whole sermon. In fact, I don't know where to look right now, so if I look down, I'm sorry. Sweden was a really interesting time for me. I met some incredible people. And one person I met kind of shifted my whole understanding of who I am, and I call him Sammy's Baba. He was the father of a boy named Sammy, a boy, he's a man, 18, Sammy. And when I met him, he offered me incredible love. Right away, me and Cassie met him the first time, embraced us, started talking about all kinds of things. But then he quickly, for me, transitioned into my own understanding of myself when he said, when I told him my grandmother was from Lebanon, and he said, oh, yeah, so you're Arabic. So you speak Arabic? I said, no. Well, you eat a lot of, you know, Arabic food, right? No. In fact, you know, I barely know where Lebanon is. And I'll tell you that it was kind of cool to have somebody say, oh, yeah, you're Arabic. And I was like, what? I guess I am Arabic. You know why I don't know that? It's because my grandmother never talked about Lebanon. She ran away from home when she was young. I used to have a picture of my office of her. And she just forgot all about it. She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to feed us any food. She didn't want to speak the language. Just didn't want to have anything to do with it. And so I went my whole life, my grandmother dying when I was in the sixth grade, never really fully understanding that I'm kind of Arabic. And my grandmother is so funny because when I read the text for today, she was the complete opposite of the culture that was happening with the audience to this text. You see, back in the day, Rome was this global empire. And so they would have Roman colonies all over the place, and they were like little mini Romes. And so if you were a Roman citizen living in another Roman colony, it was kind of just like you never left Rome. In fact, you lived like you were on Italian soil all the time. The way that you acted, the way that you dressed, the way that you engaged people, the taxes you paid. I mean, you were in Rome no matter where you were. And particularly this group that Paul is writing to in Philippi, which is basically, it was Greece. It was far away from Rome. And yet the majority of the citizens in Philippi, which Nate has talked about before, were kind of these army vets from Rome. And so they were Roman citizens. And so they acted as Roman citizens. In fact, they were probably quite proud of their citizenship. You see, when you belong to something, how you act usually reflects what you belong to. And so these people in Philippi, Roman citizens, acted as such. And so the people that he wrote this text that I'm about to read to you today would have understood very clearly what it meant to act as if you were a citizen of something. And this is the text that Paul wrote to these army vets of Rome. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner that is worthy of the gospel. So whether I come to see you or only hear about you in your absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened by anyone who opposes you for any reason. And to them, this is going to be a sign of their destruction and your salvation, and that by God. For it has been granted to you not just to believe in Christ, but to suffer for him. Since you're going through the same struggles that you saw I had, and now I continue to have, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, any fellowship in the Spirit, any tenderness or compassion, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, and being one in spirit and purpose. There were two things going on with this community, the first of which is that they were loyal to Rome. They paid taxes to Rome. They loved being the big guys. And here Paul calls them out. The words that he uses as he begins this whole passage, which is whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner. The word actually means as though you are citizens. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves as though you are citizens worthy of the gospel. Paul is saying to these people, as you live, you Roman citizens, you who are so keen on flaunting your status in this world, you who are so proud of the style of your life, remember that you might seem big and mighty to this world, but your allegiance and your citizenship is actually to Christ, who has died and risen again and saved you. You're a part of a new and a strange kind of nation. This is a nation that goes beyond country borders, goes beyond taxation, goes beyond any kind of political allegiances. It's a strange kind of nation that we have encountered here in our world today that connects us to brothers and sisters all over the world, that connected us in Sweden to Syrian refugees. It was like we were all meeting on this strange ground and connected because we're a part of that same strange kind of nation. And then he actually tells them what that means. Whatever happens, live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel. And this is that kind of a life. So that I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together for the faith of the gospel. This strange kind of nation has a strange kind of unity. This strange kind of nation doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. I know that because he says here, when they see you unified, when they see you striving together, it's going to be a sign of their destruction and of your salvation. They're going to look at the church in the world and they're going to say, what the? There is something different that's going on there. This is a community that no matter what happens, they stay united. This is a community that I can witness how they engage the world, and they might be different, and they might come from different places, and they might think different things, and they might be experiencing different things, and yet they're united, and the world is going to take notice of that strange kind of nation, a nation that is united, and they're going to say, what unites them? And we will, with grand applause, say it is Jesus Christ who died and rose again, not just for Rome, not just for those who are good enough, but for every single person on this planet. And it unites us because we know that we are no better than they and they are no better than us, but we are all accepted in the kingdom of God. That is the strange kind of nation that we get to participate in. And as I was reflecting on my own journey here at Faith Cub, I was thinking even back to that very first day walking into the office. I want to tell you that I've witnessed something in this church, this specific church, Faith Covenant Church. The very first day I arrived in the office, Pastor Rick called me in. He said, I don't know how to tell you this on your first day, but a lot of people left. A lot of people left because you're a woman. And I went, oh, I didn't know. That was an issue. And then the church did something amazing. You supported me. You supported me, and you loved me, and you believed in the gifts that God had given me. And that didn't just show that first day when you accepted me, but it extended beyond for the past 5 years as my children, my babies, became little kids. As Stan coddled them and held them, as Steve Clark wrangled up Liam, you know, who was always crazy. They became children in this church. When I was so tired, and I would get phone calls of people of, how are you doing? Want to get lunch? Random gift cards from people who wouldn't even leave their name, but they just wanted to bless our family. When I lost my third son, and this church gave me the time to grieve, and not only that, but grieved with me. When I broke my arm, snowboarding with the youths, I'm just not cool enough. The church stood by me. John Payne, you brought me flowers. Thank you for that. You have modeled this strange kind of nation. A nation that doesn't just feel what they're feeling, but feels the needs of each and every person that is a part of it. A culture that continues to strive to understand one another. I sat down with Craig and Rita Christensen during the political season, not knowing how we were going to ever understand each other. And we loved each other. I had somebody after a sermon once tell me, "I don't agree with what you said, but I'm really glad you said it." What? What kind of community am I a part of? It's a strange community. A community that knows its brokenness and strives to be more and more like Christ every single day. And so therefore, this is my prayer for you. This is my hope for you. And by the way, isn't the wording so great in this? Whether I go from you or I only hear about you in my absence. I mean, that's just reality for me right now, and it just hit me hard. Nate, thanks for giving me this passage. You're a good man. It wasn't Nate. That's true. Therefore, if you have any encouragement by being united with Christ, any comfort in his love, any fellowship in the Spirit, any tenderness or compassion, make my joy complete by being like-minded, sharing the same love, and being one in spirit and purpose. Let us pray. God, I love this church, and I love these people, but not nearly as much as you do. God, I thank you that you will continue to use Faith Covenant Church. God, I pray that I would hear in my absence of the amazing things that you're doing here, of the lives that you are restoring, of people you are calling back home into your presence, people who are breaking addictions, people who are saying no to prior lifestyles because they see the goodness of who you are is so much bigger than anything the world has to offer. God, I pray that I would hear that Faith Covenant Church is a necessary part of Wheaton, Illinois. God, I pray that I would continue to hear how the new pastor who engages in this community, God, has had the same experience of love and acceptance and encouragement and support that I have had here. God, thank you for Faith Covenant Church. You have blessed us so much that we get to dwell in this community together. Help us to go forth and to be your strange kind of nation in this world, in all of our different cities, no matter where we go, proclaiming your name. You are good. In the precious and awesome name of Jesus Christ, all God's people said, amen.